My special guest on Behind the Scenes before tonight's game, Mike Haywood. And Mike, you are president of the Monroe County Little League. And I have to kind of say this, it makes me feel like I'm about 400 years old. I actually remember when you were playing Little League. And I think you were on the Braves, right?
I was on the Braves.
And a catcher.
And a catcher, yes.
Made the All-Star team as an 11-year-old.
Yes.
And golly, now you're in your fourth year as president of the Monroe County Little League. Who to thunk it is, Dizzy Dean would have said. And you took over for Jack Pope, and there's been a lot of exciting things going on. But when you watch Albia baseball, particularly baseball and softball, and see the great involvement of so many leagues and so many kids playing ball all the time and so many parents involved, you really have to go back to where the root of all that is. And it really is in Little League when it started in the 50s. And of course, golly, a few years ago we had the 50th year celebration. And Little League continues to be very, very strong, and you're a big part of that. How many teams right now in the Little League?
Well, there's five in the majors. We have four in our minors, and our rookie league, that this is the, we call it the rookie league, the third year of, there's five in that, so that would be 14 altogether.
Now, the rookie league, we're going to talk about several things on our behind-the-scenes feature tonight. What is the rookie league? Because that's all different for me. I was, of course, in Little League many, many years ago before I went on to coach high school ball, but what's rookie league?
Well, the rookie league, this is the third season for it, and we brought in 7-year-olds in the Little League. Little League expanded. It used to be strictly 8 to 12-year-olds.
Right.
Well, they expanded and they allowed 7-year-olds. And actually, you can even bring 6-year-olds in certain circumstances. But this is the third year I brought 7-year-olds in and combined the 7 and 8s, and they play together with its machine pitch. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's pretty much baseball rules. Mm-hmm. They know they're going to get a good pitch to hit. They're comfortable at the plate. They swing. They run the bases. They have to make plays in the field. It's a blast. I think it's probably the most enjoyable thing that we do as far as watching.
Well, that's great, because I know when they used to let the 8-year-olds play, and it was a national rule, you'd always have the 6- and 7-year-olds, the little brothers out there, wanting to play, playing all the time, but they couldn't play. So now they can.
Now they can. And actually, Little League, and I don't know how recent this is, it's fairly recent, has 6-year-olds can play in Little League. Sanctioned, as long as it's either coach pitch or machine pitch. And, mm-hmm. and our softball, Billy Anderson in the softball league, brought 6-year-old girls into it this year. Mm-hmm. And we're tossing around the idea, and I hope we pull it off. I'd like to bring 6-year-olds in next year at ours and make the 6s and 7s the rookies and put the 8s back into minors like they were for 50-some
right.
years.
I agree with you on that.
And that will bump our numbers into minors. And our numbers are going up. And I think... If numbers stay consistent, we should be able to bring a major league team back next year.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Of course, we went through that period of time. When I was coaching and everything, we were in that baby boomer generation. There were kids everywhere. And, of course, there's a downturn. We saw that in the school system, too, and everything. But we're seeing some of those numbers, they've certainly stayed static and going up a little bit now again. And that's exciting, too. And, of course, you mentioned Bill Anderson doing a great job with the softball and everything. There's so many great volunteers, including what you do. Just in all kinds of leagues, softball and baseball. There's some other new exciting things that have went on in Little League in the last few years, and one of the big things is the grass infield, because for over 50 years it was the classic dirt infield. Tell us about how that changed.
Well, we kind of mentioned it in passing. Guys would sit around and talk and look at our infield, and we'd go out of town, and more places had the grass infields, mm-hmm. and more kids are playing traveling ball, and they were playing on them, and our infield needed something done, and we thought, well, if we're going to do it, let's go all out. Mm-hmm. And with a huge help from a grant through the Lottery Foundation, I don't know the exact name of it, Dave Johnson was a big help
right.
with that, we were able to do that at the end of last season. We tore completely out the old one, went 4 to 6 inches down, took out all that. Iowa Turf Management out of Des Moines came in, and they relayed the whole thing, this really nice surface, sodded the grass infield. It's beautiful. And not only that, all this rain we've had some rain outs, of course, but there's been nights we've played nobody else around has played. Mm-hmm. That field's remarkable.
And, of course, not only is it remarkable, it looks terrific, but it's changed the game a little bit, too, because now it becomes, I think, much more true. The kids are developing skills that maybe they didn't have to develop before. And something I've always enjoyed, and I kind of coach, too, I enjoy small ball. We used to call it whitey ball. from Whitey Herzog, but the kids now are learning some bat skills that they couldn't because they need to with the grass infield.
And that's true. That's a good point. And the infielders are learning they have to charge the ball.
Right.
If they lay back on it, they're never going to throw the guy out. And then they get truer hops.
Mm-hmm.
It's really made the game a lot better game. It looks fantastic, but basically it's also made the game a lot better game.
It's made it a truer baseball
game. Much truer, much truer. More enjoyable to watch.
What are some other changes, Mike, in the last few years or this season? I know one of the big changes we probably ought to mention is team selection is all different.
Yeah, and actually my fourth year, we've changed that twice. When you were in it, did they have the auction system?
We had the auction system, and you can accumulate points every year, and then you would go in and you would bid on players that would come up. You'd go around and have a rotation, bring up a player, and then they'd bid on it. I remember when I was an officer, I always was more in favor of a lottery system, so it would be more like the NFL. If you were last the year before, you get first pick. And so I was more in favor of that. That never went anywhere. But we always were looking at something to make it better. And you folks, obviously, if you've changed it in 2 years, twice, you're doing the same thing. What do you end up with?
My second year, we went to the lottery system that you talked about, exactly. And that's one of the three ways that Little League approves of. And that worked. That was pretty successful. It balanced the talent out a lot better. But still, I don't think there's any way to avoid this. Our teams were lopsided because through the years, when you coached, predominantly the coaches are fathers, and so they'd coach their son and they'd load up their teams for their son's
mm-hmm.
age group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, invariably there's a couple teams that had a lot of 12-year-olds and a couple young teams with the new guys that came in, and that just kept rolling over,
mm-hmm.
and it still does. And this is something I'd want to do from day one. First time I read it in the book, I wanted to do this, and that is every year, every kid in the majors goes back in the draft,
mm-hmm.
goes back in the pool. Every boy. The manager, if he has a son in the league, he starts with his son. You draw numbers for draft order, and you just pick all the kids. Now, the thing is, once a boy's in the majors, say a boy makes the majors when he's 10, he's always in the majors.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to get selected
mm-hmm.
again. But all the kids go back in every year. And it really spreads the talent out. And in theory, the teams ought to be really, really balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Because and each year, you throw them back in. And there was a lot of discussion about it. Not everybody's in favor of it at first. And I'm sure not everybody's still in favor of it. But I think people have seen that it works pretty good. The kids seem to have enjoyed it. And I think in a couple of years, it'll show that it was the right thing to do.
Well, even if you're in a situation where you get some people who weren't in favor of it and some people who were, the bottom line is the kids are playing baseball. That's the bottom line.
The kids are playing baseball. The teams are fairly balanced. The pitching's spread out. The kids are having a blast. And that's the main thing. That's exactly the main thing.
What are some other things going on in the Little League?
Well, one thing.
You always need more help. I know that.
Well, yeah, but I have great help.
I know you do.
I'd start naming guys and women, and I'd forget somebody. So I do not want to do that. I have fantastic help.
And you mentioned the women, too. I mean, a lot of the mothers, a lot of the ladies are involved. You've got a great board. I know you've got some women on the board. You've got terrific help. I know you always like to have more people volunteer, more umpires, but you've really got a lot of involvement out there.
We do. It's fantastic. We don't lack for help. And like I said, I don't even want to start naming because I'll forget, and I'd hate to do that. But I think one of the other changes that, and this maybe doesn't show up so much, a lot of people don't notice it, but we have to start so early anymore. Our regular season's almost over.
Mm-hmm.
We're a week and a half from being complete with our regular mm-hmm. season. Now we have some makeups, obviously, with this spring. We have to start so much earlier and end because the All-star tournaments are just drug out, and that's basically because of ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
They got a hold of the Little League World Series, and they made mm-hmm. that round robin and stretched it out. And then they got the regionals, and those are stretched out so they can televise.
Baseball really controls not only Major League Baseball, which they do, but the networks also now have gotten in, and they really control at this level even.
Oh, they do. It all trickles down to us, and we have to start in April, what I can remember for years. And maybe
we were just having tryouts then.
Yes. Opening day was Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
I think,
mm-hmm.
for years.
That's right.
And now we start at April, whatever it was, 27th, 28th, and we have to if we want to get our season completed.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's what you have to do, so you do it.
What are some things you're looking at in the future? Because I know you're always planning ahead, your great board's always planning ahead. Let's mention the sponsors of all the teams who help out with the equipment purchases, too. You've got loads of sponsors. Some of them have been there for years and years. But what are you looking ahead to doing?
Well, like I say, we haven't really talked, just kind of tossed it around. Haven't had a meeting about it. We will at the conclusion of this season. I would like to bring six-year-olds in, like softball has done. Put the 6- and 7-year-olds together and let them play with the machine and learn a lot about baseball that way and have a lot of fun. Their parents have really enjoy that. And that would up our numbers, and so we could expand again. And we're going to get the new, hopefully get the funding for the new dugouts and backstop, which is badly needed on those dugouts. Rich, it's not like it used to be when you and I were there, and even 15 years ago when kids came to a game, they grabbed their glove and their hat and they went to a game.
Yeah.
And now there's no room in the dugout. They've all got bat bags, and catchers have their own catcher's equipment.
Yeah.
And
they're pretty small.
Yeah. And now they're really small.
They're really small. They were small when I was out there, but those really need some change.
And they need some change.
They're nice, but they're outdated.
They're outdated, exactly. They need enlarged just for that reason, and they also need, updated for safety reasons. They need, some of the fencing needs to be a little higher,
right.
and rightfully so. Little League's really pushing that, and they should. Safety.
Absolutely.
Is big. And I think that the new, if we improve the dugouts and backstop and we can get more kids, get our numbers up, we had new uniforms this year, which is anything I did, that's cyclical,
Right.
That's going to happen, but
right.
That helped. One thing that we have to do, we have to be proactive because there's so many more things for kids to do now.
Absolutely. You're in competition. There's just a lot of things.
So
and not all of them are good.
No, not all of them are good. A lot of them are. Like in traveling, baseball.
AAU and all,
those things. And that's great for those that do it. But, we're in direct competition with that sometimes, And the thing I just touch on that for a minute. I don't want to take too long. But the thing where that, I hate to see it affect Little League in an unintended consequence sort of way, is that, these traveling teams get picked and away they go, which is great. If those teams were big when our kids were in it, we'd have been in it. I know we would have. But the ones I worry about aren't those boys, are the ones that don't get picked for those teams. Because the countless boys and girls that when they were 10 through 12 were so-so players. Mm-hmm. And when they were in high school, they were really, really good.
That's right. They were overlooked early on.
The flip side of that.
Yeah.
You're a Little League All-Star that never played.
That's right, and we've seen a lot of that.
They're there every year,
yeah.
And it'd be naive to think they're not there this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids that aren't on those traveling teams are the ones that I don't want to lose focus of them. I don't want them to think they're left behind. So Little League needs to be really spatial for everybody, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure it's spatial all the way down for all those kids, not just the All-Stars. Because those kids – it's not just about baseball, you know that. I mean, yeah, we're
character
trying to make better baseball players, but we're also, in our own small way, we're trying to help turn little boys into bigger boys.
That was always the biggest thing for me, is I always, I run into players that I had who now are grown and some of the leaders in the community, and they'll come up and remind me of when I coached this or that, but it's not so much that I remember what they did on the baseball field. What they remember is what they learned about being a good person. And that's the bottom line, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we talk about that a lot. The Little League group now, the volunteers that are all out there together, and my friends and I, is when we look back on things like that, I can't remember wins and losses. I mean, I don't remember scores, but I can remember moments.
Mm-hmm.
Something somebody said or did, or who I did it with, who my coach was, or... that's what you remember, and that's what it's about, what you take away from it. And that's what we need to make sure all these kids take something positive away from this.
Mike, you do a great job, and it's exciting to see Little League continuing to just grow and flourish out there. You've got lots of great volunteers. And if you want to get involved in Little League, I know Mike can hook you up, and they're always looking for more good folks just like they have. So look him up, contact him, or any other people that are in it, and be a part of something very special here in Monroe County. Good to see you, Mike.
Thank you, Rich.